Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones, so you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Colleen Ballinger.
I am the remaining host, Eric
Stocklin.
Stocklin, thanks.
Forgot. Hosts is a weird word. That's hard hosts for me to say.
With the most. Any word that ends with a T-S.
And like,
garbage.
But no, get like STS, hosts.
The most. That's, well, you'd say most.
Well, you wouldn't say mosts.
Oh, I guess that is STS.
Yeah. Hosts. Like, that's weird.
What are we doing?
I don't know. welcome to our podcast, episode 41. I can't believe we've done 41 episodes of this show.
I know. It's been so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start.
So let's go ahead and start with who needs to relax for you this week, Lovey.
Yeah. Want me to talk?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Always. I can talk. I'm going to go with something that is near to my heart today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say what needs to relax is the haircut.
I knew you were going to say this. I knew it.
More specifically, I mean, just because it's from my, you know, worldview, would be the male haircut, mm-hmm. which I think is something that I have struggled with mm-hmm. My entire life. Mm-hmm. And now I witness my son struggling with it. I'm like, oh, maybe it's not just me. Maybe this is an awful experience for everyone every time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get haircuts.
You don't get them. and I think it's because you don't like to get them, right?
I hate getting haircuts.
Yes, I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like going to get a haircut. I don't like, one of my least favorite parts about TV making would be like when you first thing have to go to the hair trailer and then they're doing that to you. Juging mm-hmm. you for at, you know, 5 a.m. for an hour or whatever, or going to a haircut. I think there's multiple things to unpack here for this issue for me. Mm-hmm. And let's see if they're relatable to you.
Okay.
But for me, I've never been able to, I think a lot of people have a person that they go to, an right. established person that they trust that they go to consistently.
Right.
I've never had that. I've never had like my person at this place that I always go to. I am always a walk-in or I'm getting a haircut from a new person every time.
Well, and it's because you haven't found someone you like what they did.
Yeah, or I find someone I like because that has happened, but then I forget, you know what I mean? But then I don't get a haircut for so long that I forget that mm-hmm. person, you know what I mean? And I don't know. And I'm not going to like then try and make an appointment or whatever. Like I just walk in again. Mm-hmm. So it's always a different person.
This might be on you, love.
Okay. I'm just saying, I feel like everyone has their one person who also like has like a cool hairstylist name, you know what I mean? And like they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So like, this is not a comfortable situation for me. And because now, as we've established, this person is a stranger to me mm-hmm. and they're cutting my hair. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an intimate process. You know what I mean? This
yeah,
is your body.
So.
This like- is your head. They're doing
touching
that.
Touching your scalp.
Touching your scalp. Massage. They offer you a massage at the end, which I always refuse.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like for some reason talking about this, it's I can feel making me lactate.
I don't. Do you think other people out there listening have also started to lactate or just
maybe,
you?
I don't know. It's like talking about haircuts and how much you don't like them. Does that make you lactate? I don't know what's going on, but I like feel like it's really uncomfortable.
I think what's going on is you're having a mental breakdown live at the beginning of the podcast.
My boobs are having a mental breakdown.
They are.
I'm like, constantly. I don't even have babies yet. Like, relax.
That's nothing new. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, but I was just like,
are
really
we just skipping mine and going straight to what?
No,
for
not
you?
At all. Cause I was just like so shocked and distracted and had to like say out loud, like, whoa, this is the craziest feeling right now.
I thought we haven't even gotten to the lactating segment.
There's not a lactating segment. Don't get excited. We had that last week. Remember? We talked about like what camel's teats are called. Anyway, moving on. You don't like haircuts.
No. So there's that. And so it's also strange. So then it's like, so then you have to establish what haircut it is that you want. Right. And I've tried for as many years as I've been on this planet to be able to communicate with these people who are I'm sure all wonderful people and are well trained and are amazing at their jobs and love their jobs and passionate about their jobs. I have found when it comes to the male haircut that no matter what you can say or how you tell them what you want, they always will just do whatever they want and give you the same exact haircut every time. They're just
so
going to go shorter
on, today?
Shorter on the sides, pretty short on the sides, and then I told them to take nothing off the top and just kind of like, you know, trim the sides. And they proceeded to then with a buzzer immediately start from the back and like use clippers, which I generally never get a haircut with. It's usually with scissors.
I've never seen you.
And then like
short.
I said, take nothing off the top. Like maybe if you have to like take dead ends off, you know what I mean? And they took like 2 to 3 inches.
Yeah, they
off.
Did.
And it happens so fast. And I've learned like lingo, I think I'm saying, just take the ends off if you need to, or like something I feel like they say is like take the weight out of it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I feel like I've like learned all these things, but it still doesn't help me communicate the haircut, mm-hmm. the Eric, as I would call it. They just always just
what
do their own
the
thing.
The Eric?
Ah, it's a mess. It's I guess whatever they want it to be. And then since it's always a new person, there's always like the small talk.
Yeah, you're not
today
a big
was
small
a lot
talker.
Of today was a lot of like vaccine talk. Mm-hmm. And it was like it's so strange to feel like you're tippy-toeing around this subject because it's like somehow become political or mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you don't like want to offend somebody that's cutting your hair, especially mm-hmm. or like taking a razor to the back of your neck. Mm-hmm. Like so it was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Like lots of me saying that.
Yeah.
Not the time and place to get into any sort of debate about
for sure
the relevance of a mandate.
Yeah, I feel like you've never come home from getting a haircut and been like, I like it. I feel like every time you get a haircut, you come home and go like, wow, you didn't do anything
I
said.
Well, they always like, I think a lot of guys will be able to relate to this, that like you can go in and tell them what you want and then they're just going to do what they want to do.
Well, that's been true for me in my past haircuts. I don't get haircuts anymore. I get haircuts, guys. I just get them from like my mom or from you. Like, I'm like, just trim off an inch. Like, I don't care. Because when you have longer hair, it doesn't like... You don't notice it as much. Like, so if someone cuts off 2 inches or 1 inch or it's a little crooked or whatever, you don't really notice it. So, but with a boy, like
it's
2
noticeable.
Inches and 1 inch is a big difference. But I will say my whole life there were many times in like high school and college where I went in and said, I just want to trim just like half an inch, like, or an inch. Cause I had long hair and I liked my long hair. And there were multiple times where they'd cut off like a few inches and I would cry. Like I'd be
devastated. You with the slightest change, which I maybe would not even notice. I've seen you go into full blown panic.
Which what you have?
Yeah, when you like first had to cut your hair.
Oh, for haters.
Well, no, not even that. Like, well, yes, that, but mostly I was thinking of when you did Waitress on Broadway.
Oh, that was really
you
hard
like
for me.
That was the only time you had a haircut that I ever noticed, by the way, and I think it's because they took a foot off.
Yeah, they took a lot off.
But you did like a video right before that where you like cut 2 inches off the bottom, and I remember you like freaking out and shaking
you?
And crying for like.
That, first of all, is
hours.
Not true.
Okay.
Everything you just said
I know
was,
you're very dramatic.
Time out.
But this was like over the
Everything
top.
Everything he just said was
over
a
the top.
Bold-faced lie. First of all, there's literal video proof of me cutting off like 6 inches of my own hair in a Miranda video.
Right.
And I did freak out. I did feel like my stomach go out of my butthole. It was horrifying. However, I did not cry.
You were, it was,
and
it
freak
was,
out. I was just like, oh my God. And
it was nuts. You were like, oh, you were like screaming for hours
very dramatic.
Yeah. I mean,
I wasn't crying. I was like laughing.
It wouldn't be in the video, but maybe there was like,
it is in the video.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
There's two. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, so you tell me I'm wrong saying there's video evidence and then you say I'm right. And
evidence. You said I was crying and shaking and all this. Yeah. I wasn't crying. I was not crying. Anyway, whatever. But I understand the idea that like you tell that hair person, like, this is what I want. And then they do something else. And it's like frustrating because that's certainly happened.
And it's this strange thing where it's, you have no control and you can't take it, but they just kind of do it.
Well, and you don't want to say anything.
As you're having awkward small talk with a stranger, there's just all of a sudden like, oh, I can't come back from that. I'm getting a completely very much more drastic haircut than I thought I was today. And my head feels naked.
And you don't want to say like, oh, excuse me, can you not do, because you don't want it to seem like you're undermining like or discrediting their like degree or hard work or whatever. Like, you don't want to make it sound like, oh, I think I know more than you about haircutting. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, I never want to say anything when they're doing it because I don't want them to think I'm like thinking they're not good at their job. Does that make sense?
I don't know. But like, sure. But like the phrase like, oh, well, I'll just do a little bit because we can always go shorter. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, why did you even say that and then take off 5 inches? Like, they always say like, well, I'll just do a little bit. And then you tell me if you like it and we can always go shorter. And then they'll be like, zhunk, zhunk. And it's like, well, you just shaved
a
line
so
up the back
about
of my
this.
Head. I know I'm not. It's not terrible. It's just,
I think your haircut looks really good. First of all, I think they did a great job. Whoever did it.
Shorter than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Whoever did it did a great job. I think you look very handsome. I love it. But you do every time you come home from haircut, you say the same thing.
Still tipped really well.
Of course. And also, you need to clarify, this is not to knock on people who, I think you already said this, like people who do hair and...
No, I wish I knew how. In fact, I've given myself multiple haircuts and I wish I was better at it. I think I'd be pretty good at it if I could somehow see the back of my head at the same time doing it.
You think?
And not in a mirror. Like, if I could have an out-of-body experience. I
but
cut
you
your hair
be,
last
but
time.
But you wouldn't be better than the people who train.
Certainly not. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I let you. He cut my hair last time.
And you've cut your own bangs?
Oh, that was
I used
good.
To shave my own head
good.
All the time. That was super fun.
I can't imagine you with a shaved head.
You had cut my hair the last time before this, and my hair person today commented on, whoever cut your hair the last time obviously wasn't professional. But didn't do a terrible job.
See, that's really nice.
So,
and I'm going to take that as a compliment.
They gave you a compliment. Yeah,
that's very sweet.
But seriously, relax. I don't know. Somebody has like some advice on like how this can be a better experience for me.
I'm sure people give you lots.
Good barber.
People will give you lots of advice. I promise. Our listeners love to give us advice. So. Mm-hmm. I have a relax for you today, but first I want to say thank you to our first sponsor, which is someone who doesn't need to relax and someone you love so much.
Who's that?
Stitch Fix!
Oh, yeah.
Your style isn't one size fits all.
Definitely
it's
not.
No way. It's about what suits your body and what suits the moment. So why not shop at a store that is personalized to your size and style? That's what we do with Stitch Fix. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, a shop built just for you. Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle. Whether you're looking for a brand you love or trying a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop a range of over 1,000 brands personalized to your size and fit. With styles for workouts, to workwear, for lounging around the house, or for a night out on the town. You know how we go on those.
The nights. Town? I'm always in the town.
We're always out on the town. Stitch Fix Freestyle has clothes for any occasion. Plus, there's no subscription required, and they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. We have been using Stitch Fix for a long time. It makes shopping so convenient.
I liked how, like, when you're on there at first, like, it shows you just a bunch of pictures of different things and you, like, kind of, like, Tinder them.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, I don't like that. Totally. I like that. And then it's kind of like...
It's like a dating app for clothes.
Right. It's like their algorithm or something. Like, it kind of it learns about you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then your personal stylist...
And knows what you like.
Your amazing personal stylist sends you clothes straight to your house. And if you don't like it, you just, like,
comes with
right
an
back.
Envelope that you can put in any
so
mailbox.
Nice. Mailsbacks. Eric's having a hard time speaking because he's so upset about his hair and also because he's so excited about Stitch Fix. It's awesome. We love it. And you guys know we love it. We talk about it quite often here, and we're so grateful for them and their sponsorship and all their cute clothes. So get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/relax. That's stitchfix.com/relax to try Stitch Fix freestyle. stitchfix.com/relax. All right. Do I get to say what I think needs to relax?
Oh, wife. That's what I call you, right?
Yeah, sure.
Does that sound good? Wifey? No. Babe?
No, we don't say babe. That's not our thing.
Who do you think needs to relax?
Actually, today is opposite day for me. Okay? So I'm actually going to tell you who doesn't need to relax.
What is it, opposite day?
Who doesn't need to relax today? By the way, that was so annoying when kids said that in school.
Oh, what is opposite day?
Hey, you're really cool. It's opposite
just kidding,
day.
It's opposite day.
Anyway, did anyone else deal with that? Is that a thing kids still do, I wonder? Or is that just like our generation of buttheads? Anyway.
Is that like one of those like Twitter national holidays? Today is National Opposite Day.
Maybe. I don't know.
I bet it is.
Who I think does not need to relax this week is Eric Stocklin.
Are you going to say something nice about me?
I am. I'm about to
brag. Wait, are we recording this?
Yes.
I hope we're recording this.
I'm about to brag about, I've been like waiting to do this podcast to like go off and tell the world about how much I love you.
She doesn't say nice things to me in person.
That is not true.
Only when it's being recorded.
Okay, he's lying. I do all the time, but I just want to make sure the world knows.
I've just gotten extremely comfortable.
Are you relaxed? Are you actually relaxed while we're doing this? You guys, we had, he's Superman. He is Superman, super dad, super husband. And we had a crazy night a few nights ago and he was just unreal. And I used to say all the time with my first pregnancy that I wouldn't have gotten through it without Eric. And that's exactly how this pregnancy has been too. He's been so amazing. But you guys, this man is so awesome and has been so wonderful to me, and he lets me rest and he gets me whatever I need whenever I need it. And he's such an awesome dad with Flynn, and he's just playing with him all day, catching bugs and playing trucks and running around and turning into race cars and turning into spiders and doing whatever he needs to do to just make sure Flynn is having a blast all day long every day. And so the other night he goes to bed because he's freaking exhausted and I'm on my computer working, and all of a sudden I was like, I'm dying. I just started getting really shaky and really faint. And it was just normal pregnancy stuff, nothing crazy. But I did feel like I couldn't walk. I would have fainted. So
it was not normal. I almost took you to the hospital one in the morning. Yeah,
so I called him and I woke him up. And he was like, why are you calling me at 1 a.m?
I thought it was happening.
He thought my water broke or something. And he ran in and I was like, I can't get up. I don't know what's wrong. And I couldn't breathe. And it was a scary pregnant woman with twins night where just the twins were moving a lot in my body.
They must have set off something.
I think they were just kicking every organ and just making me nauseous and shaky. And I don't know what was going on.
Is there any mileage to putting in the video of like what your stomach was doing?
Yeah, we can. If you're watching it, you'll see my stomach. I mean, it didn't look human.
It looks like the scene from Alien. There's two people inside you moving on two different.
It was really nuts. Wow. So anyway, Eric ran downstairs. He got me water. Then he'd run downstairs and get me different kinds of snacks. And then I felt nauseous from that. So he took them all away. And then he got me whatever I needed. He got me shorts to put on, like my pajamas to put on. He like helped me walk to brush my teeth and everything, and sat with me in bed as I was just moaning and crying and just miserable, and was so calm and patient with me and loving and sweet, and pet my hair and got this massage gun thing we had and was massaging my legs and just trying anything and everything he could to just make me be okay. And then he rented a Broadway documentary and had me watch it to try to get my mind off of it. He was just so wonderful and so sweet. And he was like, okay, well, I'm going to let you sleep alone in this bed, like all by yourself, so you can have the whole bed to like roll around and moan and be crying, and I'll just go sleep with Flynn. And I was like, I knew you were so tired, and I was like, I need you to stay with me. I'm like, I was scared. And he stayed up with me so late and then went into Flynn, where Flynn was just kicking him and waking up and being crazy. He had no sleep, and let me sleep all day the next day, and he just played with Flynn all day long. no sleep after staying up with me all night. Didn't complain once, like nothing. Just total super husband, super dad, super awesome human. And I just feel very lucky that you're the person I get to spend the rest of my life with. I think you're amazing. So I just wanted to brag about you a little bit. How awesome you are. That's who Thanks. Needs to relax. It's not you.
That's very nice.
Well, it's true.
I don't know how to take sincere compliments.
I don't either. But I just keep thinking about how wonderful you are and how great you've been this whole pregnancy. I'm very grateful for you. So
those nights, man, it's happened a couple times. It's kind of comes out of nowhere. It's kind of it's a roller coaster here. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to be. It's edge of your seat.
It gets excitement. It gets crazy here between me and the toddler. There's always something. There's always like a shaky, faint person who needs to go to the doctor, or a cockroach running around the other day.
Or
Flint, I just remembered this. I need to say it out loud so we can both remember it together.
Yeah.
Flint and Eric caught a bunch of crickets in a little tiny bug catcher cage. And Flint also has lots of bug catcher cages. And he had a bigger one. And he had a bigger one. And usually Eric and Flint will take whatever bugs they catch and put them in the bigger cage. And so Flint caught like spiders and crickets, I think two spiders and like three crickets or something. And so he showed them to me. And then Eric and I start having a conversation about something like serious, you know, like we're like in deep conversation. And from our peripheral vision, we see like Flint like banging like a cage on a cage. And we both look and he's taking the lids off of both cages and just, oh, no, it was even worse. I just remembered it was not, it was worse than that. You guys went to the park and you got those little red bugs. There was like 100 little red bugs and spiders. Mm-hmm. And he had dumped it on our coffee table trying to get them into the big cage. And we were like, oh, no. Oh, no. And he's like, oh, they got out, Dada. We're like, yeah, you dumped them on the coffee table. So Eric's picking up spiders and these little red bugs by hand and putting them in the cage.
And then I just forgot about
that
till
this exact moment. That was so funny. Anyway, so I do have a few things I wanted to talk about today. And one is a very hot topic. Today, everything I want to talk about is centered around you.
Hot topic, love?
This is like,
did you used to shop at Hot Topic?
No, I wasn't cool enough for Hot Topic. That was
I was really nervous when I went in there.
I know. I was like, I'm not cool enough. I'm wearing like a cat dress that my mom made. Like, I can't go in here.
Maybe for like some patches or something.
I also felt like I wasn't cool enough. Not cool enough, but I also felt like I wasn't like naughty enough to. Right. I felt like Hot Topic was like, that's like satanic. To me, that was like satanic.
I did once buy a shirt from there that just had like fake flames along just the bottom of it.
Right. Like, that sounds satanic to me.
It was.
But okay, there's a lot of controversy on our last podcast. A lot of
there always is. This is a controversial podcast.
It literally couldn't be less controversial.
We are.
But last week, whoa. Like I went on the Twitters, our Relax Twitter, and I went and looked at the YouTube comments of the Relax.
What?
And you guys
people
were
comment?
So frustrated. With both of us, but Eric, I guess, I didn't even notice this.
What
Eric,
did I do?
Was trying to button his jacket for like 15 minutes.
No.
And everyone was like, why
must have just been like fiddling
I
with
knew
it.
You were. Because everyone was talking about it.
For 15 like, and someone like, it was distracting?
Not someone. A lot of people. Like a lot of people were like, I don't know anything they said from this time code to this time code because I was just watching Eric struggle to button his button.
That's funny to
why
me.
Why didn't Colleen help him? Why didn't
why
anyone
you help me?
Why didn't I like help you
was
button
I
it?
Imperiled? I don't understand.
And they're like, why didn't they talk about this? Why aren't they discussing this? Like, why is he? And I knew because I know him. Because then I went and watched it. I was like, what are they talking about? And I went and watched it. And it is a long time.
Am I? But I'm just like playing with it, obviously. Yes. I'm not like.
But I know you, and I know that you were just being fidgety and
but it looks,
like anxious.
But to these people, it looked like I was actually
it
struggling.
It looked like you were struggling.
But it did to you too, kind of?
No, because I know you, and I know you were just playing.
Well, let's play the 15-minute
clip.
No,
we're not,
right
not going to play it right here. But I do feel like I should read you some of the comments because.
Can people, I see a sec? Can we see a second?
Sure, I'll show you a second of it. But okay, we're going to pause a sec.
Okay, we're watching it. And fast forward, and this is why. No, it doesn't look like fidgeting. It looks, I mean, I know I'm fidgeting, but whoa.
We are literally watching it in double speed.
I'm Yeah, I'm watching in fast forward. It's way funnier in fast forward.
And you do this with one hand for a very long time. See, I know you, and I know that you were just being fidgety.
But I would. This is not a conscious effort.
No.
I didn't even know this was happening.
I know that you don't know you're doing this. Like, I can tell you don't know you're doing this. But it's for a long time, you button your jacket, and it looks like you're struggling with it for a very long, long. Like, it's still happening. Oh, my gosh. It's still happening.
We should show this on the screen in fast forward. You don't have to listen to it, but just so like as we're talking now.
Maybe we'll see. But you're still going, by the way.
How long does this go on for?
A long time. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is why everyone was like, oh my God, this is driving me nuts. And then you there finally you button it. Okay.
That's funny, man. That's art. I actually meant to do that. That was performance art. It's like one of those Andy Kaufman bits.
I'm going to read you some of the comments.
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't stop staring at Eric struggling to button his jacket. I barely heard any of the conversation during the part. It has 400 likes.
Really?
And 20 replies. I couldn't help smiling. Thank you for mentioning it because I was cooking during that part and was only listening. I just rewound and watched it and oh my God.
What do they think I'm...
It was triggering to me. I know that feeling.
What's the feeling?
Not being able to get your buttoned. Everyone's so
button
stressed.
Phobias?
I came here to see if I was the only weirdo that was hyper focused on him doing it, but more because I was trying to figure out why the hell he all of a sudden really, really, really wanted one singular button buttoned on his jacket. Then I proceeded to check back on it. Said button throughout to see if you realized that wasn't necessary. Unbuttoned. Oh my God. It was hilarious. He switched between buttons multiple times. Oh no, Eric's not stressed out at all. I thought the buttons were going to catch on fire from all that friction, rubbing them to get buttoned. Eric, are you that flustered that you can't even button your button? The fact that neither of them acknowledged the fact that he cannot button his button is so many.
Did you notice I was doing it?
No, I didn't at all. Mm. Oh my gosh. Well. Oh, listen, this one, this is the one I really wanted to to you and then I'll be done. I was dying laughing, but also super uncomfortable. I'm a breastfeeding mom, and something about the visual of him struggling with that button was making my breasticles uncomfortable.
I thought you were going to say lactate. I'm like constantly making people lactate. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a lot of comments about it, and it made me laugh.
I guess I should apologize
no.
for like some sort of undiagnosed neuroses that I have and should seek help and perhaps medication if it takes it, whatever.
I think you're fine. I think the fact that we both didn't notice it just shows how often you do so. Like, you're always fiddling with something, and so am I.
But that was...
I feel like you do stuff like that.
That
all
was
the
like
time.
You pull your child away from that person in public. Like, I shouldn't be doing that with the button.
I don't know. I think I literally just itched my eyeball and neither one of us noticed. So now
the
I'm just like really
hyper
aware.
Catch on fire. That's really funny.
But yeah, I couldn't believe how many people commented on it. It was so funny to me because someone tweeted me like, "Oh my gosh, that drove me nuts. Why didn't you help him?" And I was like, "Help him with what?" And so then I looked at the comments and I was like,
"You missing out?"
Yes, well, because we're talking about it and you're doing it. But
help me.
I'm not going to help you. I know you don't want a button.
I'm never wearing anything with buttons ever again on this podcast.
No, I just knew you were being fidgety. And so like, I didn't notice it in the moment because I feel like you're always doing something.
Well, thank you to you.
For
my
what?
Partner in life and everyone else for pointing it out and making me extremely uncomfortable camera right now.
I don't know. You didn't notice you were doing it, right?
No, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Right.
Until you showed me video evidence of me being a maniac.
But it was very controversial. Everyone was
I
really
love that.
Stressed
I love
about
those
it.
Little like that. And like when I made that weird high-pitched note
yeah,
for my
funny.
Throat. Yeah, so many happy accidents, as Bob Ross would say.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm glad you like it. You know what I like?
It sounds entertaining to me.
I like DoorDash. I think we should talk about DoorDash right now.
You love DoorDash.
Who doesn't love DoorDash? Let's say thanks to our next sponsor, which is, of course, DoorDash.
We talking Dash?
We're talking DoorDash.
Let's do it.
Does it feel like you're paying more for delivery fees than your meals? With Dash Pass from DoorDash, you'll never have to worry about that again. That is a tongue twister.
You stuck that. This is only the eighth time we've tried to record.
You guys, I've tried to record that sentence quite a few
DoorDash,
times.
DoorDash, Dash Pass.
Dash Pass.
Dash
with
Pass.
DoorDash. Dash Pass with DoorDash. Dash Pass with
Dash Pass. The DoorDash.
Were you just about to ask if that was correct? Because it was not even close. Well, Dash Pass with DoorDash. It's much easier to use than it is for me to say, apparently. Dash Pass is a membership that offers unlimited $0 delivery fees from thousands of restaurants, grocery stores, and convenience stores. With your membership, you can save on average of $4 to $5 on each order you place for delivery or pickup. That means on average, Dash Pass pays for itself when you order twice a month. With over 18,000 restaurants eligible for Dash Pass, you may even find a new favorite restaurant. Flowers, pet supplies, groceries. DoorDash has so much more than just restaurants. Whatever you're using DoorDash for, additional savings await you with unlimited $0 delivery fees with Dash Pass. Try a free month of Dash Pass now and watch your savings add up. Start or stop your membership anytime after your free trial ends. We've been using DoorDash for so long.
I wonder how much we're saving when we use it twice a day. If they're saying if you order, you save this much money if you order twice a month, like we must be saving so much with that DoorDash Dash Pass.
Well, before we started working with them, before they were so sweet to sponsor us.
Yeah, we already had that.
We were like, there were some fees that we were like, what's going on? And then with Dash Pass, get out of town.
Mm-hmm. I figured out pretty quickly that that was the way to do it for our family.
DoorDash is the way to go. And Dash Pass is wonderful, even though I apparently have a really hard time saying it. If you're ready to
really
say, say it.
DoorDash.
You couldn't say it once. Say it once. DoorDash Pass. Yeah, I think you did.
Yes.
Now say it twice.
DoorDash Dash Pass.
No. If you're ready to save money on your DoorDash orders, DoorDash is offering a free month for Dash Pass right now. Stop spending money on delivery fees. Try Dash Pass from DoorDash today for free. When you've got zero delivery fees, you're free to get more because you can start your free month today. DoorDash Dash Pass.
We used to do that in acting school. We would say DoorDash Dash Pass. Unique New York. Red leather, yellow leather. DoorDash Dash Pass.
Oh my God.
I'm still sweating from the button thing. I think I find when I'm made fun of, mm-hmm. I think it can be the funniest thing in the world when mm-hmm. it's actually when it's funny. Mm-hmm. Like I think maybe that's also like why we work so well for me is because you're really good at making fun of me.
You make fun of me a lot too.
Yeah, but like I feel like we laugh the hardest when we're making fun of each other or making fun of our cats or our son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like that kind of thing, it doesn't bother me. That was really funny to me. Made fun of by you and
all the people watching.
Like 70 to 80% of the people that watched it.
Well, you know, another comment I read, I've actually seen it a few times is, people know me pretty well because I've been on the internet for so long. I vlog my life every day and I talk a lot on this podcast about myself because I'm a narcissist, mm-hmm. apparently. But well,
apparently, no, clinically, I can read the definition for you.
Oh, please. Okay.
So you're making fun of you.
I've seen a lot of people say that they want to know more about you and your life and all about Eric. So
nobody said that.
A lot of people say that. And I saw particular comments. It would be like, it'd be nice to have an episode all about Eric.
We've done that before? I think that was like episode 2.
I don't know. But yes, maybe. But I thought I'd make you ferociously uncomfortable right now. And I'm going to...
You didn't realize you've already started this.
What do you mean?
To make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think the most uncomfortable you're going to feel this episode already happened because I complimented you for so long and I know I made you uncomfortable.
Right. And then you complimented me, then made fun of me. What's the next segment?
I didn't make fun of you. I didn't think that was weird. I fidget with stuff all the time. Okay. So I looked up best questions to get to know someone.
Okay.
And these are the top 10 best questions to get to know someone. Okay.
I'm uncomfortable with this focused attention on me.
Well, I'm excited about this. All right.
I don't know how this is going to go.
I don't either. Right. I feel like you're just going to be silent, be like, oh no, and just not answer these. But
is that how I sound? Is that how I sound?
Eric always says he hates my impression of him.
You're famously great at impressions.
I'm horrible at impressions, but my impressions of every guy are the same.
Such a feminist.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Number one, what are you the proudest of, Mr. Stocklin?
What am I the proudest of?
Mm-hmm.
Flynn.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He's, I knew you'd say that.
He's my biggest accomplishment to giving something back to this planet.
Yeah, we somehow we made the coolest human that's ever lived.
Yeah, you're welcome, Earth. That's the coolest one you got.
Society. number two, what are the best and worst purchases you've ever made? That's a very specific question, and I'm shocked it's number two on the list of best questions.
I'm bad at like off the cuff thinking of things that. Yeah. I will say worst. I tend to like. And you surely will say this about me, but I don't, when I'm buying something, I don't tend to sleep on it. It's not necessarily like an impulse. No, sure. It's an impulse.
It's an impulse.
It's like, I see something and then all of a sudden I feel like I need, and I fixate on it. Like if there's
for 4 seconds.
Yeah. And this is called something. This is like when, it's like, it's not like a syndrome, but like, if you're like, oh, I need a leather jacket. Then all of a sudden, all you see is everybody wearing leather jacket. You're not fantasizing about it. You just notice everyone has like a leather jacket. Or like when I was like in the market for a new car and I needed a new car, I would think like, oh, I need this car. And then all I would see everywhere is that car. And then it would change. And then all I'd see is the other mm-hmm. car that I was maybe thinking about. And then they're everywhere and everyone has one. And I need one because you know what I mean? Or stuff like that. And then I will impulsively do that. And a lot of times that was not, I should have slept on it. And I'm also horrible at the return process mm-hmm. for some reason. It's like, it's very stressful for me to like,
which is why we like Stitch Fix.
Yeah, exactly. It already comes with the envelope. You can put it in any mailbox, stitchfix.com.
Okay. Anyway.
But, so I would say that.
But it says, what's the best item you've purchased and the worst? It says that what's the best and worst purchases you've ever made? You think of something you've bought that you've been like, wow, that was great. Like, I'm so glad I bought that. Or that was like a life-changing thing that I bought. I'm so, you know what I mean? Or like worst thing you bought that you're like, oh, that was so stupid. I should never got that. Can you think of those things? I can't for me. So
it's hard to say. I mean, like I said, I thought I was kind of answering that question. Like another thing I would say would be like, it's so hard. I don't know. Like, I can't think of like a big, cool, fun, you know, thing to say, but I would say like, sunglasses are hard for me because like I feel like I would buy a nicer pair and then I immediately lose them. Mm-hmm. More specifically in the ocean. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've lost 3 pairs of nice sunglasses in the ocean mm-hmm. randomly. But then I do have sunglasses that I bought in Vancouver when we were filming mm-hmm. season one. I still have them. Hmm. Those are the only sunglasses I've never lost.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's not interesting.
That is interesting. Best purchase you made. Like, first tank of gas to drive out to Los Angeles.
I know, exactly. You know, like, there should be like a good story, but like, what is this? You're trying to get to know me? I'm not going to let that happen.
Okay. Number three, how do you prefer to end your day?
I thought you were going
to
say eggs.
Okay.
How do you prefer your eggs? I scrambled. Sure. Like, that would be an easier question.
That's not what you said. I would not have guessed that about you. I would have said poached. For you, I feel like you like a poached egg or an omelet.
Are we talking a Benedict or what are we talking?
Yeah, like
here?
A Benny, like an egg's Benny.
Yeah, then poached. Yeah.
Yeah, but well, that is like a poached egg.
Yeah, but how do you prefer your eggs? Like you didn't say with hollandaise sauce and an English muffin and Canadian bacon with just an egg. It's scrambled.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I actually didn't know that.
I mean, there's different eggs for different circumstances. This is a really interesting question.
Okay, but that wasn't the question actually. How do you prefer to end your day?
In bed.
Come on. They want to get to know you, Stockland.
A nice hot shower. And then watching.
You don't shower at night.
I do. I generally do.
Huh.
And
you don't. Okay. A nice hot shower and.
What? You're awesome. You're awful. You're crying by how much you're making me uncomfortable. Well, no, I love how fun this is.
Your days are not.
I like watching brain dead TV that I don't like to think about.
Yeah, that is true.
And then trying to fall asleep for hours.
That's not what you
prefer.
It's
really fun. Just rolling around mad at myself for not being asleep.
This one's going to be hard for you to answer. I bet you're just going to say like nothing. But number four is, what's something I would never guess about you?
How tall do you think I am?
Am I supposed to actually guess? You're 6'2". Yeah.
What?
6'1".
Yeah.
I think you're 6'2".
Okay.
You're pretty tall.
Be. Yeah, I can be. I can be 6'2".
It's different every time. Every time I'm going to tattle on you, he does a lot of self-tapes as a working actor, and we're constantly doing them. And they a lot of times make you slate, which is where after you've done, you're done doing the scene, you say, "Hi, I'm Colleen Ballinger, and I live in Los Angeles," and you know, whatever.
Name, height, and look, like, where you're based.
Yeah, I'm Colleen Ballinger. I'm 5'6". I live in Los Angeles, and he and lately, by the way, they've been adding like, "And I'm vaccinated." Like, you have to say that too, which is crazy.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. We're anyway, but that's not the point. The point is that every time we slate, Eric's is a different height.
No,
every time.
I feel like
I'm 6 feet tall. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm 6 foot one. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm 6 foot two. I'm from Los Angeles.
I'm like, I feel like this character would be 6 foot, or this character would be 6'1" or 6'2". And I will vary an inch.
So what are you actually? Do you know? I think you're 6'2" for real.
I think the last time I was measured at like a medical doctor, it was 6'2". Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
But I do have bad posture and I could be shrinking. Like,
I don't think you start shrinking now. I think that happens way later.
People shrink? I was just kidding.
Yeah. For sure they shrink.
Like a lot?
I don't know. I feel like they like, well, not like actually shrink. They just get worse and worse posture and then it just kind of sticks.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
So I feel like your ears and nose keep growing like your whole life. Isn't that true?
That's really bad news for me. Okay. Anyway, so what's something I would never guess about you is your height. I literally guessed it. So
yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know. You guessed right that I would
something
say I don't
I would
know.
Never
to this
guess
question.
About you. I think something no one like if I know you well, but like people watching something they would never guess about you. Like if you first meet Eric,
you think I'm shy.
Yes, you think he's very shy.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, and Flynn's like this too. When you first meet him, it's like, oh, he's so shy. And then if you just get to know him and like spend time to like get to know him at all, he's like so talkative and outgoing.
And I was like, I'm gonna go catch some bugs.
But like when you first meet Eric, I feel like everyone would assume he's the shyest person in the world. And then like I was shocked because like, you know, you did seem like the shyest person in the world. And then when we finally like started to like talk, I was like, oh my God, he's talking so much. This is so weird. I never thought he would talk so much. And you're the coolest person ever. Anyway.
I don't think so.
That's what I would say. People,
I am pretty shy.
At first, but you're
like,
not.
I'm saying something my whole life. I've always
been told you're shy.
At first, yes.
Yeah. Five is, what are three words that best describe you? I feel like we've done this one before. You know, but if you had to answer this one yourself.
Tall.
Handsome. Talented.
I don't know. You do three words for me.
Oh, there's too many words that describe you. We've done this before. I think we've done this where we'd like used words to describe each other before. I guess all people use words to describe another person. But
we've used words before on this audio medium.
You are, I would say you're handsome.
Come on.
Talented.
That would be one of the three words. No.
No, I would say talented. You are handsome, but.
Shy.
Tall. No, talented. And. Selfless and
tired,
exhausted. I was gonna say incredible, but exhausted works.
Incredibly tired.
Oh my God. Some of these are, I can't believe I didn't even read all these. Number six is, if you could win an Olympic medal for any sport, real or fake, what would it be? That's kind of a good question.
Real or fake?
Yeah, like you can make up like the best.
I know. I feel
you'd
like
win an Olympic medal for not being able to fall asleep.
Yeah.
You'd Gold. Win the Olympic medal. Gold.
I am the Michael Phelps of not being able to fall asleep.
Of waking up at 5:30 in a panic every morning and staying awake for hours.
It's a niche Olympic sport. You were surprised to see the Olympics had skateboarding.
You are the gold
They also
medalist.
Have like, can you wake up at 5 a.m. unprompted every morning in a blind panic for no reason? Gold medal.
You win the gold medal for randomly trying to button your jacket for 20 minutes.
I think I caught myself doing it with this. Comment below if I did it for 20 minutes again and didn't realize.
Oh God. Seven.
I might have been doing it. I don't know. Now my hands feel very buttony. So like it could have been happening.
Seven is.
I am so uncomfortable. I'm sweating.
We're almost done.
We're only on seven.
Yeah. If you could take a week off from your regular life to immerse yourself in learning something new, what would it be? That's a kind of good. I don't like that. Like take yourself away from your regular life.
Yeah.
If you want to learn something new, let's just say.
Yeah. I think I need more hobbies. I'm not like a hobby person. I mean,
I feel like you used to be more of a hobby person.
Yeah, I used to be single.
You know what I mean?
And, no, and even I think
without
you're just,
a child.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think like you are such a good, attentive dad that you just want to spend all of your time with him. Even if you have time off, if like, if, you know, my parents are here and they're watching him or I'm watching him for a while, like you still want to come play with him and be with, like, you just are such an involved father that the time that you used to be like, I took a pottery class today, which is stuff that like, that's kind of stuff
I did
you
that,
do.
Yeah. That's that bowl over there.
Yeah,
I made that
like,
bowl.
I took a ceramics class or I'm, you know, we were going to sign up for a dancing class for a while. Or like you took piano lessons for a while.
I bought you swing shoes. We were going to start doing swing classes.
I'm going to get pregnant. But I feel like you always used to like sign up for new fun hobbies.
Yeah. Or like lots of like the woodworking, always a project going, or guitar writing little. Notice that the little songs for this podcast have kind of like been on pause. Yeah. I need more hobbies. But if I could do a thing like that, I know it just popped in my head. It's like that I would maybe want to, like maybe want to do, but like would never do. Would be like a silent yoga retreat.
You're joking. That's a cult, love.
Yeah, I'd join a cult. Is that what I thought I said join a cult. No, I feel like that, I don't know. But don't you feel like that would be this insane, introspective, like weird, you know what I mean? Some place where you go and they like,
you know,
like no coffee, no nothing. Just like you're just your thoughts and like weird, stretchy, hot exercise, but like just can't talk. I don't know.
You're
like,
literally
in
describing
like Costa Rica.
What I think hell is. Like,
yeah, hell.
That sounds like my personal worst nightmare.
Well, I mean, if I could do any one weird, like new experience, like, I don't know. It's just what popped into my head. Like,
you
I've
would
also,
want to do that?
I've also never been to like, I don't know, Spain. So. That'd be cool.
Going to Spain is your new hobby. Okay. So
I'm sure there are things that
you want to take
but
up.
Right now, I just like hanging out with you and fun, you know?
You want to take up hot yoga and no talking and no phones.
Well, like in that specific, like if I were going to, wasn't the question like if you, I could go away for a week and do something?
No, but now I know what you want to do. Oh, God. It wasn't that at all. It was like if you could immerse yourself in learning something new.
Maybe that's what I took the cue off of was like immerse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Immerse yourself in
it's
something
hard to
new.
Like immerse myself in things right now. Mm-hmm. Moment,
yeah,
because
you're immersed in Flynn and making sure I don't need to go to the hospital.
Sounded weird, but no, like our life, yeah.
Okay, number 8. Where do you most want to visit in the world? Spain. Where do you want to visit?
I really want to go to Alaska.
Yeah, me too.
That's
where we're gonna go on our honeymoon.
Yeah, my parents lived there for a few years after they were married, and I've always been intrigued by that place. But I don't know, somehow I've never been able to go. So that's, I feel like, next on my...
We were going to do it last summer, and then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, I'd say. What's one hobby you'd love to get into? How is that different than the one that I want to... It's kind of the same question.
Multiple hobby questions here. Redundant.
Yeah. Should we skip it?
Yeah.
Because we all know the hobby you want to get into is silent yoga. What's your most hated household chore? That's number 10. So that was the last one.
I don't like emptying the dishwasher.
You don't like that.
I don't find that process satisfying at all.
And
I will put anything and everything into the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Like generally, I think you just put it wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're next to a sink, you will not, you want it, or the dishwasher, you will not even put it in the sink or the dishwasher.
I think I'm going it's to. Just, my brain goes like, oh, we're putting this in the dishwasher. And then I get distracted.
Oh, love that. That was like, that was our bed. That was between the couch cushions. Like, how did you think that was the dishwasher? Truly, that's a real thing that happened. I'm always finding giant cups.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
With literal knife straws.
Yeah, I know. It's not good.
We don't need that. But yeah, emptying the dishwasher for sure, man. Who wants to like take it out and then you've got to walk all around and put it in the place and then I don't know.
Well, and when you do it, you put away dirty dishes. Like, you know,
oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like I'll get a mug or like a bowl and it'll have like crusty something in it. And I'll be like, what is this? And it's because usually we've talked about this way at the beginning of the podcast, like Eric and his oatmeal, like he loves oatmeal and oatmeal turns into cement immediately. And it like he puts away cemented, crusted oatmeal in the bowl still.
Not anymore.
And also you
fixed me.
You drink like,
you make me better.
You drink like green, weird healthy green goo, and like that always gets stuck in cups. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
green goo,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that is, so that's your most hated household.
Yeah,
chore.
That and your demon pet litter box for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like that. But you know what you do like? Today Ticks. Today Ticks is our next sponsor, and I'm so excited about this one, guys. My little musical theater heart is just aflowing with love right now. I'm so stoked on this. You guys are going to get to see so many more shows than you normally would because of how quick and easy the Today Ticks app and website makes getting tickets. They have amazing prices for some of the best theater you will ever see.
Broadway's
in your whole
back.
Life.
Baby.
And I just have to say, I am so upset. I did not know about this when I lived in New York, because that was like something we always tried to do when we were there for, when I lived there for doing a Broadway show when I was
I think I used it twice when you were doing Waitress.
Well, you did, but
I would get like same day tickets. Like I saw Hamilton.
Right. And but I didn't get a chance to use it. And then when I lived in New York, I didn't get a chance to use it. But we always wanted to go see shows. And I just wish I had taken more advantage of this. Because
you would have had even more musical theater in your life.
I know. Today Ticks is your one-stop shop for theater tickets with the best value on tickets to Broadway and beyond. Just download the app or visit todayticks.com to find a show you want to see. Getting tickets is easier than ever. Getting tickets is easier than ever. With the Today Ticks app, you can check out in 30 seconds and pick up your tickets with ease. I so wish that when I lived in New York City all those years ago, I saw so many Broadway shows and spent so much freaking money on tickets. And if I had known about Today Ticks,
like I did,
like you did, because when I was doing a Broadway show,
I would go see other ones.
I know.
No, I saw yours like 8 times, but I
did. Yeah, you did.
But I did go see some other ones too. And it was good. This was good for me because I did it like day of,
mm-hmm,
and got to see, like, I think I had been like listening to the soundtrack of Hamilton,
yeah,
for years.
Actually, Eric listened to Hamilton before I did.
And then seeing it, then I got to see it.
And yeah, what a fabulous experience.
In New York.
Because of Today Ticks.
In the theater.
Get out of here.
In person.
You can book your tickets months in advance or, like Eric, even day of if you're feeling spontaneous.
That's me.
Yeah. Today Ticks gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, limited time offers, digital lottery programs to sold out shows, and day of discounted tickets. Today Ticks isn't just for Broadway and London's West End. You can also find tickets in cities across the country and around the world, including Chicago, LA, DC, San Francisco, Sydney, and more. See that show you've always wanted to see, or discover something new that you'll love just as much with Today Ticks. Go to todayticks.com/relax and use promo code RELAX to get $10 off your first Today Ticks purchase. That's promo code RELAX at todayticks.com/relax for $10 off your first ticket purchase. todayticks.com/relax. Yeah, check it out. Go do it.
And go see something live. Support,
you're already getting
live
a discount
theater.
And you're going to get more of a discount if you use the code. Get out of town.
You're seeing live theater. Come on.
Anyway. So now you guys know Eric a little bit better.
Yeah. And I really do. I really am now thinking that I was actually mock buttoning that my jacket. So I might have been doing it. Maybe I'm now seeing
right
that.
Now or in the last episode?
Before. Just like 20 minutes ago. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I might have been doing it. And now I'm like paranoid.
I don't think you were. Maybe you were. I don't know. I didn't notice it if you were.
This is not really relaxing me.
Why are you so stressed about
you did
it?
You did something in the last episode that I thought was on the spot and interesting to me, unprompted. So now I'm gonna pay it forward or pay it back to you and just say, Colleen Ballinger, mm-hmm, how are you?
How am I?
How are you?
I am pregnant. Did you know that?
That is your response to whenever I ask you how are you doing, which is multiple times a day because I'm concerned about your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And you always, lately.
Yes.
I'm pregnant.
Well, because I feel like I'm annoying when I say what I'm actually experiencing. So it's like, instead of being like, I have heartburn, I feel really tired, I feel short of breath, I feel I'm in a lot of pain today, I feel like I can't walk, I, you know, whatever the case may be, I feel like you or anyone asks, how are you doing? And if I say that stuff, I just am so annoying because it's like every day there's something and every hour there's something. So I usually take a minute. I don't know if you noticed when you ask me that, I usually take a minute and think like, do I complain about these symptoms or do I just say I'm pregnant?
Is that for my benefit or for you?
Yeah, I think so, because
you're such a people pleaser. You just don't want to burn in me with your heartburn.
Yeah, I don't want to bug you or like annoy you, because it's just like all the time. There's always something. You know, so.
Well, if it didn't seem like I actually cared, like I was just saying to say it, I'm sorry. But right now I'm really saying, how are you?
Eric's fidgeting with his.
They can't see it. It's
I know, but I was just. I'm letting you guys know he's currently fidgeting.
Why? Why are you outing me for fidgeting with a pants string?
Because I got uncomfortable. I'm okay.
It's your own shit.
yeah. I don't know. I think I said that because I was just pointing out that you're always fidgeting with something. It's like just kind of how you are all the time, and you're fidgeting with your pants.
I don't
string.
Think I think it's generally only when I'm.
No, it's all the time.
I know, like, I'm like being myself.
Nah, no. When we're in conversation, you're always like doing fidgeting or something. Anyway, how am I doing? I'm currently starving. Today, I've been very hungry all day.
Yeah.
And we just ate dinner and I am so hungry. And that's kind of how the third trimester usually is.
Did you eat a biscuit?
I did eat a biscuit. I cheated. I'm not supposed to have biscuits right now,
it's okay.
But it was so good. But I didn't want to be hungry. So I was like, I'll eat a biscuit.
That's what I was thinking, that maybe you didn't eat the biscuit.
And I didn't work. And I think it's because I'm growing two humans. And with Flynn, I remember the third trimester, I was ravenous. I was
you could never
so
be
hungry.
Satisfied?
Yes, Hamilton.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was always hungry. And I'm feeling that now. But the dilemma is, with the twins, I have horrendously painful heartburn. And it makes me very nauseous. It makes me really uncomfortable.
You sleep so, standing up now, like a horse.
Basically sleep like a horse. So I want to eat because I'm so hungry, and I can feel the babies being like, the babies move when they're hungry. Like when I feel my stomach churn because I'm hungry, the babies, that's when they start kicking.
It's not
a lot.
Your stomach. It's.
Well, first it's my stomach, and then they're like, wait, our stomach is kind of empty too, Mom. Hello.
You're fidgeting with your stomach. It's kind of making me uncomfortable.
But yeah, I'm hungry and I have heartburn and I'm uncomfortable and I'm in pain and I just feel like I'm in the wrong body. I kind of feel lately I've kind of felt like, you know, when you have those dreams where you're watching something awful happen to yourself, but you're watching yourself. Have you ever had those dreams where you're like, you are the viewer of it. You can see yourself in a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's not that there's two of you. Is that you are seeing yourself interact with other people, or you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? No. You think
like
I'm
in
crazy.
Your dream, you're having an out of body experience and seeing yourself. Yeah, sure. Yeah. For sure.
So that's kind of how I feel now. I'm just kind of like, feel like I'm not even in my body anymore. I'm just kind of like surviving each day and waiting for something to happen. And every hour is different. So I don't know.
You happy?
I'm happy with you and I'm happy with Flynn. And, that's where that ends. I'm happy a lot of the time, but I know that when I'm not happy, it's not even really my fault, kind of, if that makes sense. I think it's just like my hormones and my mental illness talking. But yeah, you make me happy. Flynn makes me happy. And when we get to do things, it makes me happy. Like if we get to go to a pumpkin patch, like little things, going to a craft store, like going anywhere and doing something different makes me really happy. But I'm unable to do those things right now because I can barely walk from room to room.
Yeah, you're like double locked down.
So that's kind of like suffocating.
Do you have hobbies? Like, is there any?
Yeah, I mean, with Flynn.
What hobbies are you doing right now?
Just nothing. Just right now, I'm not. Right now, I can't do anything.
I feel like you used to, I remember during Flynn's pregnancy, you were like, there was always like a craft or something or like some sort of like activity.
Yeah, but see, I was at least with
now Flynn. There's this game on your phone that's like dots.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I started doing that because I'm very sensitive right now and I'm very emotional and I get my depression is triggered very easily and self-hatred and all that fun stuff. That's so a blast.
You seem good. You seem better.
Mm-hmm.
You seem good to me.
Good.
For the most part.
But social media sometimes, which is my job, but sometimes I like get really soaked into that when I'm on my phone. If I pick up my phone, I go to Twitter, I go to Instagram, I go to YouTube, I like go to TikTok, I go to my social medias. And I was spending a lot of time on there and like reading things that were not so kind about myself sometimes every once in a while. And it would really upset me. So I was like, I need something else on my phone that I can open just as much as I would open a social media app. And I remembered a game I used to play on airplanes when I was on tour, and it's stupid, and it's called Two Dots. And it's just connecting
good name, good
dots.
Name. Good name.
And this is not a sponsorship or an ad, but I
turn into one.
I think I'm on like level 900.
What is that? Is that like genius level? Is that like
no? It's
Mensa
just like
for two dots. Are you professional? Are you gambling money on this thing?
No, but
that's better than being
no.
To
I do,
online
but it's
gambling.
But it's like there. I'll go like days without looking at my social medias, and I think it's really good for me to not have the extra
you're just
like hatred. Yeah, but okay. So with Flynn, I did have other hobbies. Like I was knitting and crocheting and going to the craft store and now I can't walk around a craft store.
Right.
Like, so, and I'm not the type who like looks up a craft and then goes and gets the stuff. I like go and wander and like, I love walking around and I can't do that. And I can't decorate for Christmas yet. So
yes, you can decorate for Christmas.
So I'm like just wasting time.
Let's go to that Christmas store tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Let's do it. I'm in. I'm all in. Let's decorate for Christmas right now.
But my hobbies used to be my work was the same right. as my hobby. And I don't even have the energy to like do that a lot of days. So I'm just right now, I say I'm pregnant, but like mostly I think I'm just surviving until they come. I'm just like.
And I think that's enough and that's great. And I think you're doing a great job. And I think it's really hard to be pregnant with twins. And
thank
I think.
You.
Your feelings are valid and I believe in you.
No, you're being a jerk.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm fine. I just I don't do pregnancy well, man.
You're almost done.
What's your feeling on pregnancy? How from your perspective? Is pregnancy
oh, it's terrifying.
Cool?
No. Your body's incredible.
It is
wild, and I'm so impressed with you. Like I feel like a jerk, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, you're not a jerk, but he'll watch my stomach move and he'll just be like, ugh!
Yeah, no, I mean, and when I feel it too, I'm like, ugh! Like it's mind blowing when you're in it.
Your
body does that.
He
man.
Said, like, I can take my hand off of it, like when that happens, because it's kind of freaky to feel like human beings. Like you can feel these babies, you can feel their hands or like their fingers like tickle my skin.
Yeah, one of them did that to me the other day. It was wild. And I said, it's like, I can, if it's so wild to me, I can like jerk my hand away and be like, whoa, that's crazy. Like that's happening inside your torso.
All the time. Yeah. So, I'm just not that pregnant person who's like, it's a miracle. I'm that pregnant person who's like,
it is.
This is crazy and really painful and really hard. And really weird. And it feels like a little claustrophobic to me.
Yeah.
So that's how
I don't like parking garages. I think I could ever be pregnant.
Being pregnant with twins is a lot like being in a parking garage, I'd say.
I mean, the hardest part of pregnancy is trying to come up with metaphors for pregnancy.
The amount of time
that won't make me get stabbed
this amount
by
of
my
times
pregnant wife.
That my amazing husband has compared C-sections and birth to teeth. Is wild, but I know you mean well. You're just trying to relate.
That happened twice, and the second time was as a joke. And the first time was that, like, you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
They were both, like, non-serious.
I know.
Analogies.
I'm sure, they were non-serious.
Metaphors.
Serious.
More of a simile, really.
Yeah. It's rough. And I'm very jealous of all the women who have fabulous, easy pregnancies. A friend of mine just had twins, and my two friends used a surrogate, and I went to their baby shower and I asked them, how's your surrogate doing? She's about to pop. Like, how's the twin pregnancy going? And he was like, she's good. She said she had a little bit of heartburn, but that was the only symptom that she's had. And I was like, how do some women's bodies like just do it so well?
Do you think any portion of your audience like thinks you're just being dramatic or playing it up for the internet?
I don't
think
care.
That because I can attest that like it's probably way worse than whatever you're saying.
I will, if people think that, I, whatever, like they don't have to experience it. So I don't like, you think I'm faking it? Like, okay. Like, I don't know. I'm not, like, I'm miserable. So, if people think that, then that's what they think. I'm not going to change their mind on it. Like, I don't know that I've seen that. I've seen just a lot of, like, in the past, I've seen a lot, you're ungrateful. You're not supposed to complain, like, 'cause it's a miracle and it's magical. And so, and there's so many women who can't get pregnant who wish they could. And like, my heart goes out to those people. And I'm like, that's devastating. I can't even imagine how painful that would be. That doesn't mean that, and I'm so grateful I can get pregnant. But it doesn't mean that it's not hard.
Right.
So I haven't seen anyone say I'm faking it, but I'm sure they do. I'm sure they say I'm faking it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, Scarrick, he's here 24/7. It's pretty, I don't film the times where it's hard, where I'm sobbing for hours, moaning and groaning on the floor or on the bed or vomiting or, you know, I'm not showing that stuff. I talk about it later, laughing and joking, but like in the moment, those moments are very scary. So yeah.
Fun. You know what's not scary?
You know what's not scary? Indeed Inc. Our next sponsor. Are you guys working on your own self-improvement? That can be tough. Putting in the work to hire the next great candidate for your business? It's easier than you think, especially with Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible, because you can do it all, attract, interview, and hire all at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process, so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. It makes it all so easy to find the people you need for your business. It's super awesome. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description, and you can even invite them to apply right away. One of the things we love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. With Indeed Instant Match, over 90% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post, according to Indeed data. Candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than those who only see it in a search, according to Indeed data. Indeed data is where you should get all your data, for sure.
Indeed.
The perfect job candidate is looking for you, but until you use Indeed, you're not doing everything you can to look for them. It's really a great source to find the people that you need to make your business a better place. So check it out. If you want to, you can get started right now with $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/relax. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/relax. Indeed.com/relax. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions do apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, so I will say this. I know I just complained. I feel like I just, all I did was just complain for 10 minutes about pregnancy, but
I gave you that safe space.
I will say this. There is a positive side effect of pregnancy other than having the babies. Mm-hmm. Having the babies or a baby with Lynn is the greatest thing in the world. Totally worth it. I'd be pregnant for my whole life if it meant I got to meet Flynn. Like, I would experience all these a million times over to hang out with Flynn. Like, he's the best. And I'm sure it's going to be exactly the same with the twins. But one of the symptoms, obviously, is exhaustion. I'm kind of immobile right now. It's painful to walk around. So I just kind of lay on the couch. And I am forced. This is one of Eric's favorite symptoms. Forced to just sit and watch movies or TV shows.
Yes. My dream.
Well, I feel like
because in our relationship, yeah. You do not watch movies.
Absolutely
or TV.
Not. No,
you're just buzzing around, bouncing off the walls.
Yes.
Doing something. Mm-hmm. The only time you will sit on a couch is when
for
you're
an
pregnant.
Extended period of time. Right. Yes. Is when I'm pregnant.
And I thought I would get to watch all these cool movies or catch up on cool shows with you.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened this time around.
No. Instead, I've been introduced into it.
Okay.
A completely new type of media.
I've watched Shakespeare in Love with You the other day. That's a good movie.
You watched a movie. Did you like it?
Yes. I don't know. It's fine.
That's a great movie.
But yeah, I will say this. Okay. I feel like your mind was a little blown recently when we were watching a show together, because I always have to do a million things in order to focus on a TV show or a movie. Like, I can't just sit and watch it. Like, that's literally impossible for me. But I can tell you're always like looking at me to be like, why is she not watching? The other day I was like texting someone like a full paragraph. Like, I was like on my phone. And then I, as I was texting, quoted something that had just happened in the movie. I was like, oh, this is funny. And I literally word for word quoted like a couple sentences from the movie. And he's like, how did you hear that and memorize that while you were texting someone something else? And I was like, that's just how.
That's just your brain.
I can't. I wouldn't have heard it if I wasn't texting is the thing.
But you've introduced me now to a television program called The Voice. Which apparently has been on for 20 something seasons.
Like a bajillion
seasons. I've never seen it until recently.
Because Ariana's on it.
Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying I had never, but also, I mean.
That's the only reason I'm watching this season.
I picked it. Yeah.
I've never been like, don't come for me, but I've never been super into The Voice. I auditioned for The Voice. Did you know this? You knew this. Yeah. I auditioned for The Voice a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did not go well. Did not make it to the.
What did you sing?
Price Tag by Jessie J. It ain't about the money.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just, that's not really? My. Well, they gave me options. There's like only, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so.
They're not like sing whatever you want?
Well, they said like sing a pop song, and I don't really remember.
Were you known at this point?
Miranda, yeah, was popular at the time. It was a very long time ago. And they wanted me to come on. And I said, no, I was like, I don't sing pop music because I can't. Like, that's not my voice.
You can.
I'm a theater girl. Like, I sing classical and I sing theater. And they were like, we really want you on it. So I skipped all the like normal auditions and just went to like the audition right before you go to the judges. So they filmed it. Like, they put me on camera in like a room with like, there's like a huge table of producers. And I went and I sang Price Tag and I was nervous and awkward and not good. And but they wanted me because they loved, they love a story on
what
The Voice.
The sob story. Yeah.
So they wanted a story and their story. They're like, they did an interview on the phone with me and they said, so we found you because of Miranda. We love Miranda, but doesn't it make you sad that no one cares about you and your voice? And I was like, no, I really like doing Miranda. Like, it doesn't bother me that much. They're like, but don't you want people to hear you sing? And I'm like,
yeah, there's like a produced narrative.
Really.
They really
like,
wanted.
I'm like, cool. Like, I really enjoy Miranda. It's really fun. Like, I actually love performing as Miranda. Yeah. But doesn't it make you sad that everyone just hates you and they don't know that you can actually sing and people think you're ugly? And I was like, no, it doesn't bother me. Like, but I was like, I'm not going to lie about this. Like,
that's
I wasn't
why you didn't
sad.
Get it is because you didn't
well,
like.
Well, also, they gave me this huge contract to sign when I went to that vocal audition. So I did the vocal audition and then they handed me a contract that was like 100 pages long.
Yeah, don't sign whatever that
and
was.
And I called my manager at the time and I was like, they just sent me a contract. He's like, don't sign anything. And I said, my manager said, I'm not allowed to sign this. And they're like, you have to. And I was like, well, I can't. And I left. And that's as far as that went for me.
Yeah.
So it could have been a combination of the fact that I wouldn't give them a forced sob story and also that
good
my manager wouldn't let me sign the contract.
Yeah, you would have been owned by NBC Universal to this day.
That wasn't the right show for me. I would have totally been embarrassed. Like,
cool.
I would not have done well on that show. But anyway, yes, I've been watching The Voice.
Ari's great on it, and
she's
some really talented people. It does remind me of an episode of Black Mirror. Like it's just like so strange, this reality and chairs turning around. That and like I'd never seen Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, dancing. Well, okay. So these are, listen, I would watch these even if I wasn't pregnant because Ari's a judge on The Voice this season. And JoJo is, no offense, but the best dancer on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Clearly.
And
by a million miles.
Yeah, she's incredible. Like I rewatch her dances over and over again.
I'm just saying, this wouldn't necessarily be my choice in television programming, especially during baseball playoffs. But
they're good.
Your friends are on them, man. They're talented. Yeah.
Well, you don't watch Dancing with the Stars with me. You just watch the dances.
Is there
like,
more?
Oh my God!
What
yeah,
else are they
like,
doing?
They do like little things like of
they
them
do skits.
They no, I mean kind of, but they do like them prepping, and then there's Tyra who talks a lot and always very interesting outfit, and there's just a lot more to the show than I just show you. Literally,
it's
just
not
the
just,
dance.
It's
clips.
Not just JoJo dancing.
That's what you think it is, but there is a whole like hour show.
But again, another show that's been on for 50 years and I've never once seen it until now.
Right now, my go-tos are Dancing with the Stars and The Voice.
Uh-huh.
I've been watching Impeachment, which you don't really like that either. And I really like it.
There's some really good actors on that show.
Yes.
I
really like Impeachment. This week's episode was very good. Or I guess now it'll be last week's episode.
I'm sure I'll watch it at some point.
So I've been watching Impeachment. And those are kind of my three shows, I guess. Are we watching anything else? All of our shows ended recently.
We rented Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
But I only saw I only saw the first like 20 minutes of it.
Yeah. I don't want to like, there's a lot of controversy around that.
Is there?
Well, and you know what? Everyone was really upset when that came out, when that was announced, because the lead, they were saying, looks too old to play a high schooler. And that made me annoyed at first because I was like, well, everyone played like on stage, like it's always like, people in their 20s, sometimes in their 30s,
Everything I've ever played, I've always been too old.
And even in movies, like high schoolers are never played by high schoolers. Well, at least usually. And now I guess maybe they're changing that. But so that didn't bother me that much. And I thought everyone was being like too hard on him. And I did see the Broadway show with him in it. And I really liked it. And watching it with Eric, I was like, yeah. This show does not translate to movie, in my opinion.
It's got to be really hard to do. Yeah, I was just going to say that we rented it. I wasn't going to say any.
Well, then I should stop talking.
it's embargoed.
Yeah, we didn't finish it. And that's shocking for me to not finish a musical. So,
sure we will.
We are not. I think our rental period is over. But yeah, we tried that. We were watching The Circle and Big Brother. And that took up a lot of our time because Circle, we would binge every time new episodes came out. And Big Brother, there's like 8 episodes a week. So when those ended, it was like, oh no, now what? But those are kind of the shows I've been recycling every week.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's been watching that show about the stalker guy.
I tried to watch that.
What's it called?
You.
Yeah.
Just because Eric was talking about it for like a week.
So he's been watching that.
It's like one of those Netflix shows that I just had never seen.
I walked in on him watching Downton Abbey for a while.
I did try. Oh, this is another show. I've watched, I think, every show.
I think you have too.
And so it's like the ones left were like ones that were like everyone was talking about at some point. Or yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I didn't really. Yeah. I can't. Not really hooked.
Oh, what? No, I just we're am watching re-watching a show now.
Shows like Sopranos.
There's one show we watched together. It's called like Unsolved or something like that. Like we watch crime stuff together.
Yeah. It's too much. I found that like too much true crime stuff now.
No. Oh, I'm kinda, get out of here. No way that I love like, the true crime stuff.
We watched, there was like that HBO had that Brittany Murphy documentary.
Oh, that was sad.
And yeah, it's just.
That wasn't a murder documentary. That was just about Brittany Murphy.
I'm like on board. Like I generally would like kind of make fun of your TV choices and like be like, let's watch a more narrative something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That has been written and not just produced. But I find it is pleasing to watch just reality TV and turn my brain off and enjoy
talented
people
time.
Singing or dancing.
We're like polar opposites in what we like to watch because you like a story and storytelling and fictional stuff. And I cannot really enjoy something unless it's reality, documentary, or a story based on true events. Like if it's a movie or a TV show that's based on.
You need pizzazz.
Something that actually happened.
You need dance. You need song. You need.
You
need judging.
No, it's not that. It's that I don't like to watch movies or TV shows. If it didn't actually happen, I'm not interested. I'm like, this is made up. This is a waste of my time. This isn't real.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that because I've certainly been watching, like try to make you watch a movie. And I'll say to you, you know, this is based on a true story. And I've lied to you and said that just to get you to sit down and watch with me and be interested.
Is that movie we just watched? That one is.
Which one?
Awakenings.
Shakespeare in Love.
No, Shakespeare in Love I know is not.
Awakenings, was based on a true story.
Yeah, like I liked that. And I wanted to look up like the true story of like what happened and and all that. Like I like true stories about real things that have actually happened.
I have
happened.
Before though said to you, it's based on a true story just to get you to watch it. And it certainly wasn't.
What?
I don't know. I can't remember what it was now.
That's
something
so
like last week.
And I obviously did not. I obviously saw through it because I don't even know what you're talking about. So I didn't watch
it. Kudats. Bebe.
It's not. No. But do you see what I'm saying? Like you, I think most people like to be taken into another world and like fiction and fantasy or, you know, hear a story.
I mean, obviously not because most television, it seems like, is just people competing at singing or dancing.
But my point is that it's not just reality that I like. I like documentaries the most.
Uh-huh. Me too.
And I like movies or TV shows based on a true story. That's why I like Impeachment, because it like is about something that actually happened.
You understand like the creative freedoms they have.
Of course. But then I go and I do research and find out what's true and what's not. And I get fascinated by mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So like, but when it's a story that's just made up, I'm like, why do I want to watch that? Like, it's made up.
Not a big fiction.
I don't like fiction. Like, in my brain goes, what's the point of that? Those aren't real people. This isn't a real story.
I see that.
Isn't that weird that my brain does that?
No. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, what are we talking about? We're going to go. I'm hungry. We love you guys. Thanks for listening to Relax the Podcast.
That's a good ending. That's a good way to...
thanks to our wonderful producers in Audio Boom and to all of you for listening. And I guess we'll see you next week. What do you think about that?
I'll be here. Are you going to be here?
Well, if I'm not having babies, I'll be here. See you later. That was Eric knocking on wood.
No, Miranda. It's Miranda's here.
Oh my God. Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, Miranda.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.